The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with MasterCard. Indulge your passion for food with exclusive dining experiences at priceless.com.
Every time it rains, it pours. I pray it rains just a little more on me. Cause I'm the guy who never cries, and I gotta keep my reputation clean. And here's a helpful tip: the rain administered in raindrops may help to hide the tears a little more. Which is why a guy who never cries looks up at the sky with hopeful eyes, hoping when it finally rains, it pours. I'm just a showboat. Won't catch me crying, no. Won't catch me showing any hurt. Pretending I can stay afloat, pretending I'm not sinking over her. And every time the sun goes down, I pray the sunlight takes the sound as well. Cause I'm the guy who never cries, and I gotta keep the pain all to myself. No light to see me shaking, no sound to hear me breaking, no sound to hear the teardrops hit the floor. Which is why a guy who never cries stays up all night with hopeful eyes, hoping when it finally rains it pours.
And that's just a little bit from the single Showboat from Josh Ritter's new album. Josh has been writing and recording for almost 20 years now. Each album has been different from the last in subject and form, but with his new offering, which is called Gathering, he says himself that this record is the product of a strange and interesting time. And Josh Ritter is with me. It gets stranger by the day. That's the problem, Josh.
It's absolutely mind-boggling.
We were looking at some of your tweets before the Los Angeles or the Las Vegas outrage happened. And you say, I'm just a songwriter, but I do know evil when I see it, and I'm seeing plenty of it today. Another one, we can fight it. It's okay to be afraid. Love is a kind of bravery that evil cannot understand. This is an ugly time, but you and I are ready. Another one, the good in people can't be extinguished by bullies or by bullets. We who hold on to one another tightly hold the true power. I love you. I mean, that was before the full horror of Vegas unfolded.
Some days you just feel like stuff is happening, you know, and it's been a crazy couple of days, you know.
Yeah. At the writing of the album, I read somewhere that you had 30 songs from which to pick. So you're obviously going through a very productive phase.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I decided for this record I was going to record everything I had, and when I brought everything home, I listened to it, and the things that jumped out at me really stood out and hung together as a record were these songs that really had to do with storms and a lot of tumult on the record.
Going back to a previous song, I want to try and find the lyrics of this, because this is from Henrietta, Idaho, a fictional town, which was taken from Sermon on the Rocks. Mm. And Henrietta, Indiana, mill town, locked the factory down and shut it up tight. My daddy and my brother and 1,600 others lost everything they had in the night. Daddy got a taste for the hard stuff. Henrietta, Indiana was dry. We'd ride out to Putney. He'd tell me he loved me. The drive home was always so quiet. Mm-hmm. That is maybe the story of what has happened in America. Lost jobs and disillusion.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's funny how it's strange I used to say, like, wow, this is like unrecognizable to me, this place, and it's strange that it's becoming so recognizable, you know. It's a terrifying moment.
What do you think is happening to America? I mean, the divisions that we're seeing were probably always there, but not so visible.
I think that's true, or they were maybe invisible to people who were invisible to so many who have had so much privilege, myself included. It's a time when we're really having to come to grips with like the incredible racial injustice, the incredible economic injustice, and to be doing it all within what feels to be like a rudderless ship.
I often think of my late father, who died many years ago. But whenever we had a treat as kids, he used to say, "It's like America at home." There was a sense of privilege in America. Anything we knew about America was that ordinary people had great lives. Mm. Ordinary people had cars. Mm. Ordinary people had televisions. Ordinary people went to great high schools.
Yes.
Ordinary people had lives that were better than their parents' lives, and that in turn their children's lives would be better than their lives.
Yes, yeah.
That
yeah.
stopped.
Yes, and I have a 4.5-year-old daughter, and the lengths to which I would go to ensure her happiness I haven't found the edges of, I love her, I fear for her, I'm a long way from my family at this moment. I'm so happy to be here with what I consider to be like my second home, and I can only say that I really America seems like such a strange and a changing place at this moment. It's hard to do anything to describe it. The words just have just gone out of my head.
I mean, beyond satire is one of the problems, beyond description, because often songs exaggerate for effect.
Yeah, absolutely.
As do movies, as do plays, as do TV dramas.
Yeah.
But sometimes exaggeration is impossible.
I find that, I have thought a lot about songs and times and when I've been writing and using some of my own experiences as base, that I call it like poetic extrapolation. You go farther than you travel in your own mind, and it's hard to none of this stuff can be comprehended or described.
Yeah, often the characterization of a white man of a certain age living in the Rust Belt is one of almost stoic acceptance of the fact that the world has changed.
Mm.
But now we know that it's not stoicism at all; it's anger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's an incredible amount of anger out there. It's like it hurts to look at, and it's hard to understand. It's one of the great feels like shames of this moment is that our neighbors in some cases aren't who we thought they were, and that's incredibly sad, and something that I feel that we can only like really fight against on an individual way by trying to be kind to everybody no matter how they treat us back.
Gary in Dublin says, "Tell Josh he's a legend." Love his music, especially his live stuff. Saw him in Dublin years ago. I was absolutely blown away. Let's give people another sample from the album. Tell me about this song, Thunderbolts Goodnight.
This is a love song. This is a little love song that I had in my head for years and just couldn't figure out. And then one day I was doing the dishes and it came to me.
The sun was coming up.
just part of a lovely song, Thunderbolts and Good Night. That guy, Gary, who loves your live gigs, well, he's got a couple of opportunities, given that he's from Dublin, to go and see you in action. Yeah. But you're in Belfast in Mandela Hall on December the 6th, then in Vicar Street in Dublin on the 7th, a seated show, very mannerly show.
Absolutely.
Then on the 8th, a standing show, the night after in Vicar Street. Then it's down to Dolan's in Limerick on the 10th and the 11th in the Cork Opera House.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between the two shows, the sitting and the standing?
Well, we bring out the fine china for the few shows, and I love either one. It's great. Though both are, but it changes. Something changes in those shows, and it's always nice to shake things up a little bit. You know.
Overnight, we heard about the passing of Tom Petty.
Yeah,
was he an icon of yours?
He was like, I never met the man, but I considered him to be a friend. You know, and I really feel for his family.
Yeah, because it was sudden. It was a cardiac arrest, I think, and he was actually in the middle of a series of performances. So,
fantastic celebration of an entire career, and it's amazing that it happened the way it did. I love the guy. Mm.
Now, Gathering is the title of the new album. If I ask you to explain, we've only had a chance to hear two songs.
Sure.
Thematically, what it is all about.
Well, it's an album full of inner and outer storm, and it's whether it's the physical storms of just the change in the wind, or whether it's the inner kind of mental storm like that. This was a record where I was trying to describe a feeling in the world that was out there and in myself, and trying to describe it, and pin those fears to the wall, so hopefully they wouldn't like bother me anymore. And
yeah,
that's what came out.
I'm looking at a tweet from you last night, and let's head on down the road. There's somewhere I gotta go.
Yeah.
Is that like, let me get out of this place?
One of my favorite Tom Petty lines is just, and I always love that. He always said like, it's time to get going. There's what lies ahead, I have no way of knowing. And it's always like, he's a real poet of movement and of moving on and of keeping faith with yourself and with the people around you, and of being stubborn.
Now, you mentioned that you're here and you feel as if it's a home from home.
Yeah.
The tug of family, though, is very strong. How much touring do you do now, and what's next?
Well, I am very lucky. At this moment, I have a 4.5-year-old who can tour with me, and so she's been on the road with me since she was 3 months old. Her and my partner, and we're super lucky to get to travel together. She's got her own bunk on the bus. She's got a lot of uncles. She's great.
However, school beckons. So,
school does beckon. Yeah, the reckoning is coming, but we're gonna
enjoy it while you can.
Absolutely.
But you realize the influence this will have on this poor child. She'll be a nomad for the rest of her life.
I know.
All right. I'll remind people once again, the new album is called Gathering. It's available in the classic format of CD, but it's also available online.
Online and on vinyl and everything.
Vinyl and everything. And people can get all details of your activities on what website?
On joshritter.com.
joshritter.com. Those dates again. Belfast, December the 6th. Dublin Vicar Street for those who want to sit on the 7th of December. Those who are happy to stand on the 8th in Vicar Street. December the 10th in Dolan's in Limerick, and the 11th in the Cork Opera House. And Josh Ritter, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
All right. If you want to hear more from our show, visit